Good morning, everybody. My name is Asma Abdel Ghaffar. I am a graduate student from Clemson University. And today my topic is about antioxidants capacity and phytochemical content of modern beet germplasm. First, this is the overview for what I am going to talk about. First thing, I have some quick introduction, and I will move on to talk about the plant materials and method, and how I do the phytochemical measurement for beaches, and after that the results, and I will end up with the conclusion. Consumption fruits that rich in phytochemical compounds and antioxidants activity provide protective effect against different chronic disease such as cancer, cardiovascular disease, trochee, and diabetes, and it's also enhanced the benefits of dietary intake of fruit and vegetables in humans, provide improving the antioxidant defenses in human body. The antioxidants also increase the shelf life of foods, and it reduce the occurrence of post-harvest disease, and also inhibit the growth of pathogenic microorganisms due to their natural properties, antimicrobial properties. Beech is one of the most important commodities worldwide fruit crops, and is high in bioactive compounds. And the annual production of beech in the United States on average 226 million pounds, and with average value of $63 million. And also there is an important thing about beeches that its genomics and genetic resources are available. The plant materials. Phytochemical composition and antioxidants activity, also fruit quality, evaluated for 2 years, 2012 and 2013, for in 24 beech cultivars presenting the modern beech breeding program and one advanced selection, and these fruits was evaluated to measure the fruit firmness, size, weight, soluble solids and malic acid, and also to measure the phytochemical composition such as antioxidants, total vinyl compounds, flavonoids and anthocyanins. And this table shows the beeches and nectarine cultivars that are included in this study, which vary in the flesh colors from white, yellow and red flesh colors. How this work done? First, I pick 5 fruit from each cultivars, and I did the fruit quality. I measure the fruit quality for each fruit, and then I take 2 slices from each fruit, one from each seed sides, and the fruit skin was removed, and I cut the flesh to pieces, and I froze them in liquid nitrogen, and then I store them in -20, and after that, the flesh, the frozen flesh was grounded in liquid nitrogen. And the extraction performed from 0.5 gram of ground frozen tissues. And this extracted were evaluated for to measure the antioxidants capacity using DBBH method, and measure the vinolic compounds, total anthocyanins, and the flavonoid contents in peaches, using the spectrophotometer biotech readers. And the statistic differences were calculated using the ANOVA at p-value less than 0.05. The results that I get from this study, this table shows the general phytochemical compounds across the 2 years. As you see from this table, in 2012, 2013 has higher antioxidants and phytochemical vinolic compounds and flavonoids than 2012, except for the anthocyanins. And this could be explained because of the highest temperature and solar radiation in 2012 than 2013. And this table shows there is a lot of variability, significant differences within the genotypes, which the highest value of antioxidants was observed in the white flesh colors like Chinese Kling, Belle of Georgia, and yellow fleshed peaches like Alberta and Wimblow, and the red flesh one is the advanced selection BY. The same results I get in the for the total vinol compounds, which the highest value was observed in the white flesh colors, Chinese Kling and Belle of Georgia, and the yellow and the red flesh advanced selection. For the anthocyanins, there is no significant differences among the cultivars except for the advanced selection, and this result was I expect that because this variety is this advanced selection is red in flesh, and the anthocyanins was very high, the more higher than the other cultivars, and this is the only one red flesh in this study. For the flavonoids, I have also the same result for the highest value. There is a lot of variability among the cultivars, but the highest was in the Chinese Kling and Belle of Georgia, like the white flesh, and Alberta and Wimblow, the yellow, and also in the red flesh color, the advanced selection. So I will end up with the conclusion. From this study, I found that the phytochemical compounds and antioxidants activity was higher in 2013 than 2012, except as I mentioned for the anthocyanin, and the highest value was across these the 2 years was higher in the white flesh colors, Chinese Kling, and Georgia Belle in yellow, like Alberta, and in the red fleshed advanced selection BY. Also, BY has the highest accumulation for the anthocyanin content. So, from this variability in the level of the bioactive compounds, this will give or make the peach is one of the most important healthy fruits. And it's because it will have the as a source of health promoting, and with facilitate the improvement of new cultivars with increased bioactive compounds, thereby providing the healthier and tastier food choices for consumers. Thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions.
We have some time for questions.
Yeah, the differences you have shown there, can I know that the material size you use 0.5 gram, right?
Yeah, 0.5 gram.
And
yeah.
How many fruits do you use for each sample?
Yeah.
And I see 0.5 from what is the age of this material, plant to plant, you didn't explain that one. And 0.5 is a little less amount for that analysis.
The question was how much I take from the tissue and how many fruits for this amount. And from each cultivar, I took five fruits, and from each fruit I take 2 slices from each cheek, one from each cheek, and I ground them, and I take the powder that I make, the ground from each these five fruits. So this 0.5 grams is from the all five, because when I grind them, I mix them together. They ground in one tube. They was grounded in one tube, so they mix together, and I took 0.5 gram from each cultivar.
And because every variety has different, you know, maturation, the age of the fruit, the timing of the, you know, flower. So how old those flowers? Because phytochemicals vary with their age.
I pick the fruit was picking at the ripening time, because I have another result, but I didn't show that. It's the more ripening progress, the season progress, the more phytochemical accumulate in the fruit. So all my fruits, I harvest them in the ripening stage, so they completely ripe.
Okay. Thank you.
be measured with using the near infrared handheld device, which she didn't have time to talk about that because it brought in a bunch of questions. But we made sure that all of the group were in the same retinal stage because of the issue of different retinas that causes the difference. So we should be measured.
Other questions?
Okay. Yes, I imagine you also were surprised by the fivefold difference in the, between the 2 years and almost every category you measured. Are there other examples and other fruits where year-to-year variation is that extreme for these phytochemicals?
Actually, could you please repeat that question?
Yeah, I'm just surprised by how different the different phytochemicals were in the different years. You know, 10-20% difference wouldn't surprise me, but fivefold seems pretty large.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if there are other examples of fruits where you see that sort of season-to-season variation.
Actually, for mice, I just study measured in peaches, so I don't have any idea.
I'm thinking about in the literature.
Yeah, in the lecture, yeah.
Okay.
In the blueberry and these fruits, the berry fruits. Yeah, you're welcome.
There is more time for probably one question.
Ed, in response to your question, peach trees are very non-uniform. And if you go through a peach tree and you divide it into quadrants, east, west, north, south, and then divide the tree in upper and lower half, it's very non-uniform. You have to be very careful on how you sample because there's a high degree of variation for many, many trees. So you have to develop a very systematic way of evaluating to take within tree variation.
There is another question over here.
If you were trying to breed for antioxidant level, would that huge variability indicate to you that maybe there's just it's not that arable and it wouldn't be something worthwhile to pursue?
You mean if there is some other effects, factors affect the results for antioxidants?
There is actually that big of a genetic factor controlling
the
antioxidant level that you can
breed. Yeah, there is some factors, the environment factor, I think, because in 2012 the weather, the season was very, it was very hot and dry, and 2013 it was wet and cold, more colder. So I was thinking maybe because these antioxidants and phytochemical compounds, they are increased under the stress conditions. So this is maybe a kind of stress for the plant due to the overproduction for the active oxygen species. Therefore, the more stress the conditions is not suitable for growth the plants, the more phytochemical compounds product accumulation as a protective defense system.
Thank you.